नमस्कार। All beings love their life. Everyone wants to live. Everyone wants to be happy. From the smallest creature, from the ants crawling along the floor, to the cats, the dogs, the pigs, the chickens, to people. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to find the source of happiness in their life, to be able to lead a full and complete life in joy, to fulfill their destiny, to feel complete, secure, safe, to feel they have abundance of food and water and well-being and whatever needs there are, and enjoy the happiness of offspring, the sun, the wind, the grass, the trees. For people, it's the same as for other living beings. But it becomes more complex. The needs, the desires, the images that form in the mind become more and more complex as the mind grows in magnitude. And since the human mind is the most complicated mind, the images of happiness become more and more complicated. And sometimes, because of this, more difficult to fulfill. And as with all living beings, human beings live under the threat of those things which diminish happiness, health, concerns, disasters, losses of loved ones, and finally, the death of one's own body. These things are seen as a threat to well-being. And therefore, living beings live in a situation of grasping and needing and fearing those things which threaten happiness, grasping for those things which bring happiness. The Buddha said that the condition of human life is suffering. Suffering because even though these situations in life bring happiness, that happiness is temporary and based in particular circumstances and situations. And when those circumstances and situations change, which they are bound to do, because this world of form is always changing, always temporary, then the circumstance that has brought us happiness shifts and changes. So because of that, there comes a deeper understanding that even those things which are the source of happiness are ultimately the source of suffering. And so life in a human form, or life in any manifestation form, becomes one in which there are a series of situations of pain and suffering, interposed with situations of temporary joy. The yogis in ancient times, seeing this condition of human life, realized that there must be something more. There must be a way to attain true happiness, happiness which is not simply a circumstance that will ultimately lead to loss and suffering. And the yogis, looking deep within, realized that to find true happiness, you must go beyond the everyday circumstances of life. You must go beyond the ups and downs of the material world. Because in the circumstance of this ever-changing panorama of form, there is bound to be shift and change. And with that shift, the rise of situations which bring you happiness and the loss of those situations which bring you happiness. The yogis realized that in order to find a sustained happiness, there is need to find a deeper substratum, a deeper source for the happiness, a source that doesn't change, doesn't deteriorate with circumstances, that is not influenced by the passage of time. And in deep meditation, they realized it is in the eternal nature of being that true happiness abounds. That happiness they called ananda, divine bliss. A happiness which does not deteriorate, does not lead to suffering, but sustains as the eternal nature of being, as your divine nature, your connection to God, the God Self of all beings, the infinite Purusha, consciousness, the infinite Self of all. So the yogis realize that when all the thoughts in the mind are calmed, and all the mental tendencies begin to quiet, and the space is opened within to sink to a deeper stratum, a different level of being, where infinite love, divine grace, abides. There, the unstruck music can be heard. There, the truth of your being rests, and the love you have always sought abides eternally. When knowledge of the true nature of the Self comes to you, you realize all the people, all the situations that have brought you happiness and joy are but reflections of this deeper self, this deeper place of meaning within you, this deep love that is always there, that can arise in different circumstances in your life, that can take many forms of people you love dearly, of living beings that are close to you. It can take the forms of your own heart and your own expression so that you can feel that love, feel it inside of you, feel that connectedness that spans the ocean of separation and sorrow, that surrounds our isolation in individuality. But that ocean that separates us, that sea of distance that defines us apart from everyone and everything else, it only lives on the outer surface of our minds. It doesn't hold a reality deep within. And when the inner divinity is connected, touched in the silence of meditation, then the love which is eternal abounds in the mind. And that love crosses that sea of duality in which the concept of I and thou abides. And the one beloved, the one divine source surrounds you. You feel you are just touching that one. Very close. And this brings a deep feeling of happiness. For that one, that inner self, is the source of light, joy, love, and being. And as you come closer, you feel you are one with that light, with that love, with that source. And this barrier of duality dissolves. When you and your divine source are one, that bliss, that ananda, grows in the mind. And you feel that that divine joy, that divine bliss is expressed in people, in circumstances, in situations that you're around. It finds many ways to open up and express to you in the world of form. And as you lose your shyness, your need to maintain duality, as you're able to flow into connectedness and wholeness, that divinity begins to surround you, permeate you. And bring you into a right understanding, an understanding that you are part of this integrated whole, that there is nothing separate in you, that separateness has been an illusion, but you are ever whole, ever complete. And in that wholeness is the true joy, which does not fade with time. And even as the mind and body age and dissolve, that sustains. And even at the time of death, that beloved, that connectedness, sustains your soul. And leaving the physical body, you move towards that light, and there you find the unity you have always sought. But if you want to be able to sustain that unity and not fall from grace, the duality of separation of I and thou, then it is wise to cultivate your relationship to this infinite beloved every day of your life, seeing that beloved, that one eternal being, manifest in all the forms around you, within you, around you. That one is the breath of your breath, the life of your life. The beating of your heart, the air you breathe, that one is the source of all your thoughts, even of your restlessness. Let yourself sink back into divine grace, into connectedness, into wholeness, and there find your peace. There find your one eternal beloved and the home of your home. You needn't run about. You needn't search far and wide to know the source of real happiness, to find real happiness. All you need to do is look inside. Let your mind relax. Let your heart open and find the beloved, who is the life of your life, the essence of your own self, and the essence of